Good morning. Then my topic is effects of water treatment drag field on copper transport in surface runoff from citrus groves. I'm from India River Research and Education Center. This research center is at Fort Pierce in India River area, and this area is famous for its citrus production, especially for grapefruit. Copper-based fungicide was first applied to vineyard in France from the 18th century, and ever since then, copper-based fungicide containing copper sulfate, copper hydroxide, have been repeatedly applied to the crops. And this application of fungicide has resulted in large scale of copper contamination in soils. In the United States, citrus production ranked number one in copper fungicide use, which accounts for 25% of total copper use in crop production. Copper was used to correct citrus dieback, and recently, copper was largely used to fight against the citrus cankers and other diseases. And the application rate has been increased. According to the data of United States Department of Agriculture, in 2005, over 45,000 kilogram copper hydroxide and 50,000 kilogram copper sulfate have been applied to 260,000 hectares in the citrus groves in South Florida. High concentration of copper in soil will result in soil quality degradation, and it will affect the soil enzymes, soil organic, and soil earthworm and organisms activity, and in turn, the soil fertility will be decreased. As a result, this will affect citrus production. Moreover, high concentration will also result in citrus leaf chlorosis and citrus fruit stippling. On the other hand, high concentration of copper accumulated in the soil can be transported by surface runoff to surface water body, and by leaching can affect the water quality of groundwater. Recently, over 300 milligrams per kilogram copper has been measured in the sediment of Chelusi estuary, which is a very important water body in this area. And this concentration is 5 times greater than the background level. And this has been suspected to be a threat to the fish and other aquatic organisms. In salt, copper can be strongly bonded to soil organic matter, soil oxides, and clay mineral soil carbonates. And copper is very mobile in acidic soil, but show very limited mobility in slightly alkaline soils. However, the soils and the citrus production in Indian River area are mostly well-drained coastal abyssal and spawn soils, and the property of these soils are most sandy acidic with low organic matter, low CEC, and buffering capacity. So as a result, copper can be easily to release from soil to water body. Moreover, The salt under citrus production always have shallow water table, and the field also is banded for better aeration of citrus roots. However, this banding system also created a lot of surface runoff, and especially during rain season, it can transport a lot of copper from land to surface water body. So the objective of my study is to determine the effectiveness of calcium WTR. It's a water treatment residue. If it's effective in reducing copper loading, copper speciation in surface runoff change, and citrus growth and field condition. In my study, we chose two test plots. One is for navel orange, the other is for red grapefruit. These two plots are the representative citrus in this area. The calcium water treatment residues were applied annually at a rate of 5 tons per hectare. And these two guys, they are just spread the WTR in the field and the citrus trees. This is WTR. WTR, water treatment residue, is a byproduct of the water treatment facility. And it was generated during the water purification process. It's very clean, and it contains over 90% of calcium carbonate and the calcium oxide with minimum other contaminants. This WTR is available at very minimum cost and also at very large amounts. Only the facility of Fort Pierce City Authority can produce 5,000 tons per year. The soil samples were collected at surface and subsurface semi-annually, and basic soil properties was narrowed. Also, the soil available metals were estimated by MINIC 3 solution. Surface runoff samples were collected by an auto sampler. The speciation of copper in surface runoff were calculated by MINTEX models. This is a picture we took from the field. The auto sampler was set up at the end of each furrow, and it collected the water sample from the two adjacent beds and also record the data of flow. After the collection, the water sample was sent directly to soil and water science lab at Fort Pierce to measure the pH, EC, and air and anions concentrations, and and water organic matter. Citrus plant samples were analyzed for the leaf samples semi-annually, and fruit samples were collected each year in December for quality and nutrient analysis. The citrus yield was recorded at harvest every year. This is the initial property of the two soils, of surface soil and subsurface soil. You can find the pH is from 4 to 5. It's very low. It has also low CEC, low organic matter, low clay contents. This is the soil pH change in during the 3 years from 2006 to 2009. We found the amended plot, the pH is much lower than the pH in the control plot for both orange and grapefruit. This figure shows the concentration of Munich III extractable copper. On the contrary, the amended plots have relatively lower extractable copper concentration than the control plots. In this figure, the first column is copper content. We just measured in the surface runoff, and the other column is the copper species in surface runoff. We calculated by MinTech model using the iron concentrations and iron concentrations. Dissolved organic matter and iron strength and water pH. The result shows that for the orange plots, the copper concentration decreased from 35%, and for the grapefruit plots, the concentration of copper decreased 14%. For the copper saturation, first the copper 2+, the Q-fer ion, was considered to be most toxic and most available to fish and other aquatic organisms. And this species, you can see, it had decreased in the amended plots. And copper complex with organic matter and hydrosol copper species that are considered, they show some toxicity, but at not but much lower. And we found the copper complex with organic matter has been decreased a lot in the amended cells. And other species, copper complex with inorganic carbon, and this they're much less toxic, and some are not toxic at all. So from this figure, we can see the manual cell has reduced the copper toxicity in the surface runoff. This is the animal composition of citrus leaves from the control and amended cells. Here we can see the calcium and magnesium concentration has increased, while the magnesium, iron, zinc, copper, the concentration didn't make a big difference of the amended cell and the control cells. This is the concentration of nutrients and macronutrients in the fruit. Here we find that the calcium, magnesium, potassium concentration have all increased in the amended plots, while the nitrogen and the potassium concentration, they are in the normal range. And this suggests that the amendment had increased the fruit nutrient condition. This is the fruit quality parameters. Here we found that in the amended plots, the fruit size, juice content, breaks, and acid ratio has all increased, while the acid content has been decreased. This suggests that the calcium water treatment residue can increase the fruit quality. The fruit tastes better. This is the fruit yield of citrus of orange for 1 year and 3 years for grapefruit. And it's convincing that the soil amendment has increased the fruit yield from 10% to 50% during these 3 years. To sum up, soil amendment, calcium that water treatment residue can greatly raise soil pH and the meaning 3 extractable calcium, but decrease meaning 3 extractable copper, and the mean concentration of copper in surface runoff water was reduced by 14 to 35%. The field observation agreed with results from lab simulation experiments that calcium MTR has great application potential for the remediation of copper contaminated soils, particularly those acidic sandy soils under citrus production. And the future study, including these three aspects, microscopic and molecular scale tools can be used to investigate copper distribution in contaminated soils, and this will give the direct evidence of how copper distributes in the contaminated soils, and subsequently the bioavailability and the mobility of copper in soils modified by WTR amendment. Also, some of the copper was transported by surface by suspended matter in contaminated and remediated soils, and future work need to be done to identify the major pathways of losses from land to water. Finally, longer monitoring period is needed to determine the chemical, physical, microbiological, and biological influence of calcium PR under field conditions. Thank you. Any questions?